Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover Australia appointing a minister for changing men's behavior. Imagine the outrage if the Australian Parliament appointed a minister for changing women's behavior. Someone that would try and limit body counts on women and get them to dress modestly. Remember that all it took to create slut walk in Toronto was a police officer telling a woman that she should dress more conservatively, so that she didn't attract unwanted attention. That one comment sparked the global slut walk movement. So Tim Richardson, a member of Australian Parliament, has been appointed as the Secretary for Men's Behaviour Change. You can't make this stuff up. The role will focus on the influence the internet and social media are having on boys and men's attitudes towards women, as well as building respectful relationships. The main reason is supposedly to combat gender-based violence. But women are safer now than they've ever been. The Australian government is also upset at Elon Musk and wants to license if you're allowed to publish memes or not. The article I linked down below in the description is mostly a fluff piece, repeating over and over again that this new Orwellian minister for changing men's behavior is all about protecting women from violence. But you know that they'll probably use their power to try and censor what people say on the internet, specifically men. They say they want to challenge violent and misogynistic online content, targeted towards boys and young males. Basically trying to stop manfluencers such as myself from supposedly radicalizing the youth. I thought about moving to Brisbane, Australia, and now see that they're rapidly heading in the same direction as Canada, trying to censor hate speech. They say that 29 women were ended in Australia since the beginning of the year, and want to prevent it from happening more. But what about the number of men that were ended? Doesn't anyone care about them? The problem with women in safety is that they always shift the goalposts. If 10 women were hurt last year versus only 5 this year, women feel the same level of fear they did before. No matter how much you make the world safe for women, they just get used to the new level of safety and start to become irrational or paranoid about the decreased threats. So Australia's new plan, which is most likely about censoring males, is also about trying to create positive role models for young men to follow, besides guys like Andrew Tate. They want to understand our attitudes so they can work to change our behaviors. Of course, you know the violence towards women is going to get worse and worse as they ramp up their immigration campaigns in Australia. And then, of course, this will require more government intervention to reduce violence against women by men that come from cultures that don't respect women. But trying to change the behavior of such immigrant men who are less and less likely to assimilate into Australian culture will be futile. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to kangaroos have more rights in Australia than men, Clown World Show. The agenda is to protect Australian women from violent men. But in reality, men are 4 times more likely to be the victims of violence. The focus on male-to-female violence in Australia will mostly focus on white males, I suspect, and nobody else. Women's rates of violence against men in relationships are just as high as men's to theirs. They might even be higher if we take lesbian relationships as an example. Also, the indigenous male population in Australia is far more violent than the men of European descent. But to bring that up would be racist, don't you know? Women and minorities good. White males bad. This sort of behavior will just push men into more manosphere circles, into the very arms of manfluencers that the politicians claim they want to get them away from. I think this is only one step in the process of women in soy society keeping greater control over males. Mr. Mustache went after the tiny hats, but as society crumbles due to multiculturalism, debt and decadence, and a whole bunch of other things, Caucasian males will become the scapegoats for all of it. Women are told that they can do anything that a man can. And if they can't, it's men's fault for blocking them somehow. The same goes for minorities. The reason they haven't achieved the same success is because of colonialism or because of racism, don't you know? So men in Australia and in most Western countries need to get ready to flee, because they'll probably track our comings and goings through our phone, because then they'll be able to ensure we can't hurt women. Even if the government could eliminate all violence against women, then they would just claim that words are violent. Recently, I read a story about how 45% of American young adults believe that you should go to jail if you misgender someone now. So if you'd accidentally see a feminine guy and you call him sir instead of ma'am, soon you'll be put in jail for doing so. Words will become a felony. You can't appease women by giving them all the safety and stuff that they want, because it'll never end. Canada now wants to make certain hate speech an offense that gets you life in prison. I don't really know what else I can say about Australia bringing in a minister of changing male behavior. I'll probably cover this topic in the future if there's anything noteworthy to say about it. As for the rest of this video, I want to bring up something Joker over at Better Bachelor said recently. He was saying people weren't watching Pearl Davis and Fresh and Fit anymore, because there are bigger problems than just talking about the darker side of female nature. But with what's going on in Australia with the Minister for Changing Male Behavior, it's important to bring these topics up at least 2 or 3 times a week, even if less people want to watch them rather than my meme videos. Joker says he's going to be making more political content because that's the stuff that's getting his attention. The collapse of Western civilization, thanks in part to demographic change and a potential war between NATO and Russia, are keeping him up at night. If you notice, in the last year to a few months, I've been making more memes videos covering not only female nature, but also politics and the crazy news stories that I run into on Twitter or X. I think the most important thing I can provide now is humor to laugh at the insanity of the clown world around us. But whenever Joker covers the topics that aren't about female nature, he only gets about half the number of views that he normally gets. So if he changes the topics he covers, it's going to be interesting to see if it's sustainable longer term. I also think that interest in the manosphere is stagnant or shrinking because the number of young guys dating is falling. So learning about female nature isn't important when you're trying to limit your interactions with them. Not to mention most mainstream media and YouTube channels have been talking about the same issues. Gone are the days of 10 years ago when the only way you could get this information is through people like myself. I tried making financial content about AI, crypto, and other technological issues recently, but you guys didn't care about the BeFi podcast, so I stopped them. No one ever asked me why I stopped making those videos. That's how much you cared. People either think that Bitcoin is a scam, or they haven't figured out yet that AI is about to displace a huge chunk of the working age population. People also aren't requesting topics anymore except for longer-term supporters. We're living in the most interesting time in history, but also the most boring time as well. I'm sure I'm not the only one that's noticed the collapse in our culture and quality of films and games over the last 5 to 10 years. But at the same time, AI is making rapid progress and learning how to mimic human behavior and productivity perfectly. I was using AI to make music recently, and I always knew how formulaic it was. But when I could use something like Udio.com to create unlimited quantities of it, it lost all value for me. Just like when I knew that I could go on Tinder back in 2015 or 16 and have a girlfriend in a week or two, the scarcity of sex and love was no longer there. So I lost interest in relationships. That was partially the reason. I think that as technology makes things easier and easier, our society is just going to get more and more mentally ill. People will become mental midgets. Right now, we're living in a world where humans are increasingly creatively bankrupt. Soon, even making basic decisions will become too difficult for most people as algorithms make them for us. On YouTube, I was able to reach my subscribers once. Now, the only way most people will find me is if the YouTube algorithm recommends this video. They won't send you a notification, and if this doesn't pop up in your feed, you'll watch something else. Gone are the days of 20 years ago, where you also had to go and seek the scarce content that you want to watch. Today, there's so much of it that it loses its value because it's so incredibly abundant. Once in a while, I'll stumble onto a channel I stopped watching years ago. I didn't stop watching it because it was bad, but because YouTube stopped sharing or recommending it to me. What's also disheartening is that YouTube isn't sending me recommendations to new content creators that I would enjoy. The only way I find people these days is through podcasts that I follow. But YouTube now doesn't even recommend those either. It's like we're living in an information dark age, while surrounded by information. Hopefully people will follow Joker's geopolitics show, but I doubt that the algorithm will be kind to him. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Australian women are trying to smash the sovereign minds of men and change our behavior to suit them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Australian government from turning their men into clapping seals that cheer for feminist ideology away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.